So as always, just get yourselves into a comfortable position. And be aware of your breath and your body. And just begin by just being aware that all those who are sitting in different places, we align our intentions, we align our energies around this place of meeting. And in this kind of virtual meeting, this virtual kind of communion, I'm going to ask the archangels to hold us in that so that we are protected and blessed. So just begin by being aware of yourself, being aware of your location in space, being aware of your breath moving your body, and being aware of the communion between us. Just feeling the web, the network that is particularly ours for these 2 days. Because on the inner levels where intention coincides, there is nearness, there is closeness. So it is as if we are sitting in the room together. As if we're sitting around the candle flame in the center of my room. We are sitting together around the light, stepping into the place that is between the worlds. Through which that light is mediated to the world and to ourselves. And so to the east of this place, I invite the Archangel Raphael, the Angel of the Rushing Winds, the Angel of the Divine Breath, the Angel who opens the morning, who opens the spring. Fill us with breath, with life, with inspiration. Inspire us. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the east. And to the south, I invite the Archangel Michael, whose face shines like the sun at noon. High Priest of Heaven and Defender, lift up your face, that your light may shine upon us, and that we may see face to face. Let the light shine in and through us, that no darkness may endure. High Priest of Heaven, bless us with the living name. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the south. To the west, I invite the Archangel Gabriel, angel who is strong like God, angel who purifies, who brings vision, who brings clarification, who bids us dream with open eyes and who enables these visions to move the world. Pour the waters of true vision upon us. Irrigate our hearts, irrigate our lives, that we may be fruitful. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the West. To the north, I invite the Archangel Uriel, the light of God that shines in darkness, the angel of matter, who teaches the mystery of transmutation, who knows the plastic nature of matter, who works in the mystery of the wave and the particle. Bless us in the night. Bless us in the hours of darkness. Show us the hidden light. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the north. Within and around us, I invite the Archangel Zeruviel, the Quicksilver Angel, the Angel of Connections who makes the web, keeper of the cord that binds each to all and all to each. Weave us into the great web of the world. Weave us into the great web of the universe, that we may understand the mystery of the one that is all, of the all that is one. Connect us. In love and light and law. Life and light, love and law. Uniting together at the center point. The center point that is to be found everywhere. The circumference that exists nowhere. We are held in the great sphere of the deep presence of the divine. Each at the center, each in our own place. Each contemplating the mystery of the unity and the multiplicity. Spheres within spheres, circles within circles. Point and line, spiral, square. The geometry of the living universe. Returning to the single point. Feeling the holding of the great angels who are continually drawing the universe into being. Feeling the breath of Raphael, the roaring light of Michael, the irrigating waters of Gabriel, the shaping matter of Uriel, the infinite connections of Savuviel. We stand in a temple not made by hands, that is the living universe. We stand between the height and the depth, between east and west, between north and south, receiving the breath of life, receiving the power of light, receiving the shaping gravity of love, receiving the shaping of law, meeting these within our heart, within our frame, finding the reflection of these great principles in every cell, in every atom, fractally multiplied into the infinitely small and the infinitely great. We stand as the mediator in between. Relaxing into the simplicity of the body that stands midway between the infinitely small and the infinitely great. Letting these principles meet within us, and through our simple presence, enabling the functioning of the world. This is the heart of the inner work. Being mediator, being witness, being the connecting point between the infinitely small, the infinitely great, between the many and the one. We stand in the midpoint. And from this midpoint place, together we perform the Kabbalistic cross, uniting the vertical and the horizontal, and bringing the blessing into activity. Placing our dominant hand upon our foreheads, we say Ate. Ate. Bringing our hand down our body to our belly and pointing downwards, we bring the light vertically down to beneath our feet, and we say Malchut. Malchut. Coming to the right shoulder, where we have the red sphere of Gevurah, we say Vegevurah. Vegevurah. Bringing the light to cross to the left shoulder, to the blue sphere of Gedulah, we say Vegedulah. Vegedulah. Bring your hands to Tiferet. At the center, we say Leolam. Amen. Leolam. Amen. And again, Ate. Malru. Kevira Vegedula Leolam Amin. And one last time. Ade Malrut Vegevira Vegedula Leolam Amin. Feel the effect on the sphere of the establishment of the Kabbalistic cross. And now we deepen this by bringing the Tree of Life into full operation. Above your head, contemplate the white, brilliant light of Keter, the crown of creation, the doorway through which the unmanifest surges into the manifest, the crown of the tree that is the root of the tree. And here, four times, we chant E'ayye. I will be. Feel the presence of the crown just above your heads. The vast infinite contact of power. The white light that produces the thousand colors. And feel that light manifest to the left side of your head, to become the incandescently grey, starry, the sphere of stars that is Chokmah. And here we will chant Yud-Heh Vav-Heh, the cycle of creation. The infinite will. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. The light moves horizontally to the right side of our head, becoming the shining iridescent blackness of Bina. The Supernal Mother, the non-dual love, as Chokhmah is the non-dual will. And here we chant Elohim. Elohim. Shining white light of Keter, the creative star of Chokhmah, the shining blackness of Bina. We touch the roots of being and life. And from out of these roots and out of the depths of Keter, the white light descends down the middle pillar to the level of the throat, where it becomes the incandescent violet-grey sphere of Da'at, the sphere of mystery. And here we chant the united name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh-Elohim. I create, I bring into substantial being. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh-Elohim. 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 We feel the light arising out of Bina and out of Chokhmah, converging upon our left shoulder into a sphere of brilliant blueness, and emerging as we emerge out of the non-dual roots into the world of creation. We enter into the sphere of Gedulah, the expansive, growing love that generates life, generates form, that is the generosity of the universe. And here we chant Al, Aleph Lamed. The expansive power of growth. The ox of Aleph, the ox goad of Lamed, energy moving in directionality, the infinite swirling energies of the Aleph moving to shape, to form, to create, to bring into being movements, activity, space, three-dimensionality. The light moves across us to the right shoulder, to the brilliant sphere of red light that is Gevura. The light descends from Bina, connecting Bina and Gebura, even as Gedula is connected to Hokma. And here we chant Elohim Gebor, the strength that creates limits, that focuses, that contains and directs. That unites one thing to another thing through the power of limits. And here together we chant Elohim Gebor. Elohim Gebor. Elohim Gebor. Elohim Gebor. Elohim Gebor. Elohim Gebor. The light flashes out of Gebura to the level of the heart, in the center of the body, where it becomes the golden sun of Tiferet. The middle pillar descends from Da'at. The light descends from Gedula, meeting the energies of Gebura in Tiferet, bringing Tiferet to the balance point, the place of the mediator. Balancing the enormous creative energies of the shaping of space and the movement in time that is Gedula and Gebura. The four and the five are balanced in the six. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Aloha Vada'at, the God that sits in my heart, the God that is known to me. Yud He Vav He Aloha Vada'at. 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 Feel that balance point establishing itself. Feel the great engines of Gedula and Gebura coming together in Tiferet. Feel the non-dual roots of the tree manifesting prismatically through the art, powering those great engines of creation. As space and time and reflective awareness come into being, we step down the body into the hips and the pelvis. We step down the universe into the world of formation, into the world of the many. The The light descends from Gedila into Netzach, the sphere of brilliant green light at the left hip. The light descends, segues from the golden sphere of Tiferet into Netzach, the base of the pillar of mercy. And here is the sphere of growth, of multiplicity, of all the forms of the universe, the forces of the universe multiplying, the one will becoming the thousand wills. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Zabaot, the will of the many. The will of Zabaot is the hosts, the one will of Chokmah becoming the thousand wills, but each a reflection of the deep and mysterious one will. Yod Hei Vav Hei Tzabaot. 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 Feeling the light moving horizontally to the right hip, where it becomes the orange sphere of Hod. Feel met by the light that comes from Tiferet to Hod, the light that descends from Geburah to Hod. This is the great artisan, the great maker, the great shaper of forms. This is the son of the mother, the androgynous son, who creates the shapes that house the wills of the many. And here we chant Elohim Tzabaot, as a single non-dual binding love of Bina, manifest through the thousand forms that express that love. Elohim Tzabaot. Elohim Tzabaot. Elohim Tzabaot. Elohim Tzabaot. Elohim Tzabaot. And now the lights converge deep into our pelvis, to the foundation place of the body, the center of movement, the center of sexuality and life. The light descends from Netzach and Hod and from Tiferet, to becoming the sphere of Yesod, with greens and purples, and blues and silvers. The Yesod, the foundation of life. And here we chant Shaddai El Chai, the almighty power of life, the infinite fountain that renews and refreshes. Shaddai El Chai. Shaddai Elchai. Shaddai Elchai. Shaddai Elchai. Now the light takes the last step, descending from Yesod to just beneath our feet, descending from Netzach and Hod, converging into the anchor point of Malchut, the magnetic anchor, the place where all the animations of the tree are received. And this is a sphere of shining darkness and multiple colors. The blackness of Bina shot through with the radiance of all the other spheres. This is the magnetic center, the root and the anchor point. And here we chant Adonai HaAretz, the sovereignty of the living earth. Adonai HaAretz, Adonai HaAretz, Adonai HaAretz, Adonai HaAretz, Adonai HaAretz. Feel the tree completing itself in this fourth world of Azula, of Asiya, the world of action and movement. Feel the tree holding you. Feel yourself as the living tree. Feel the sense of the great sphere that is one and infinite spheres. Feel the presence of the great angels. Feel the principles of life and love, light and law converging in you, expressing itself through the interplay of the spheres and their connections. Being the living tree in the living body, in the living universe. Being the mediator. Feeling the unity of your form with the form of the universe. Feeling the sense of the angels around you in your room, around us in our group. Feeling the presence of the angels and the circles and the spheres that they hold in all the circles of your life. And then ultimately feeling the angels holding the whole of the universe. And as they do so, feeling your form rising, enlarging, becoming Adam Kadmon, the universal human being, who is male and female, who is right and left, who is front and back, who unites the worlds. being as vast as the universe. So that as we perform the circulation exercises, we do this for ourselves, we do this for the universe. We circulate the light and blessing to all quarters of the universe. Being aware of the directionality of the universe. So in whatever physical direction we are facing, we sit or stand facing the east. As we circulate the light forwards, it will move from the crown to the east, to the depth, to the west, returning to the crown. So breathing in, we center ourselves in Ketta. Breathing out, we circulate the light in front of us to the east, letting it come down into Malkut. As we breathe in, we bring the light up through the west, returning it to the crown. As we breathe out, the light descends again to the east. Doing this for 6 cycles. And as we complete these cycles, we sit or stand at the center of ourselves and of the universe. having united the principles of life and law, of life and love, the East and the West. Having united before and behind, feeling that meeting point of what has been and what will be, feeling the meeting point of the power of inspiration with its excitement and disturbance. With the vastness of vision and love. Feeling again the simplicity of just sitting in the body, being held by the tree. We turn our attention to the circulation of the light from left to right. From north to south. From the mystery of the transmutational place of law to the expansive generative light. Breathing in, we bring our attention into Ketta. Breathing out, we send the light down the left side of the body into the north and through the spheres of Bina, Geburah and Hod. And through the spheres of Chokmah, Gedulah and Netzach. Bringing the energy down into Malkut. Breathing in, we bring the light up through the south. Through the spheres of Hod, Geburah and Bina. Doing this 6 times. As we breathe in, we center in Ketta. As we breathe out, we send the light down the left side through Chokmah, Gedulah, Netzach. As we breathe in, we bring the light up through Hod, Geburah, and Bina, uniting the principles of law and light. Doing that for 6 times. Doing that in our bodies, doing that in the universe, being as vast as the universe, being ourselves, being Adam Kadmon, the universal human being. So just doing this for 6 cycles. Now coming to the third circulation exercise, which is the spiral and the straight. Breathing in and breathing out, we center ourselves in Malchut. Breathing in, the light spirals anti-clockwise around the body and through the universe, touching the outer spheres of the middle of the pillars, touching the angels of the quarters, until coming up into Keter. As we breathe out, the light descends down through the middle pillar, down into Malchut. As we breathe in again, we spiral the light through the body and the universe. Again, doing this, as we breathe out, then we bring the light back down the middle pillar, Malchut, doing this for 6 cycles. Doing this as ourselves, doing this as Adam Kadmon, the universal being. Here we unite as the descent of the levels of awareness with the energies of creation, weaving them together. And in the final exercise, we come into the fountain. Breathing in and breathing out, we center ourselves in Malkut. Breathing in, we bring the light up the middle pillar. Breathing out, the light fountains through the side pillars, through front and back, through the archangels, back into Malkut. In this exercise, together with the archangels, we create the work of transmutation in self and the universe. As ourselves and as Adam, we make this work. Doing this for 6 cycles. As the light descends, as we breathe in again, we gather it in Malkut. We breathe in, we bring the light up to Keter. As we breathe out, we fountain the lights. Doing this with the archangels. And then gradually letting your form contract to the size of just you sitting and lying in your room or standing. Retaining the connection with the angels, retaining the connection with the universal, but becoming focused now just you in your place in your room. And gradually, slowly, just orientating your senses back outwards. Just taking your time, bringing yourself back out.